God's rainbow promise. After the time of Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel, more children were born. Their children had children, and the generations went by. Soon the human race had spread all over the world. But as the years went by, the wickedness grew, and God was dismayed. "I am sorry I ever made people," said God. "I shall flood the whole world and give it a new start. Only one man, Noah, lives in the way that pleases me, and he will be part of my plan." Noah listened in astonishment as God told him what to do. "Build me a boat out of good timber. It must have three decks and a door in the side. Follow the measurements I will give you. This boat needs to carry enough from the old world to be the beginnings of a new one. You will need space for yourself and your wife. You'll also need room for your three sons, Shem, Ham and Japheth, and their wives. I also want you to rescue a male and a female of every kind of creature. You will need to make space in the boat for all the animals and birds. Not one species must be lost." Noah shook his head in disbelief. God continued to spell out the details. "Remember, Noah, that this flood is going to last a long time. You are going to need all kinds of food for yourselves and the animals. Now, to work." Noah did exactly as God asked. He and his family cut the trees and built the boat. They covered it with tar inside and out so that not one drop of moisture could seep in. Then they harvested fields of grain. They filled basket after basket with fruit and dried it in the sun. They heaped their provisions into the storerooms on the ark. And then they began the most amazing task of all. They called the creatures to come to them and led them into the boat. At last, everyone and everything were safe aboard. God shut the door behind them. 7 days went by. Then God commanded the rain to begin. First a few heavy drops splashed on the dry earth. Then Noah heard a rapid pattering sound on the roof of the boat. He looked outside. A torrent was falling from the sky. Once the rain began, there was no way of holding back the flood. The rivers rose and spilled over their banks. Water filled the valleys and began to rise up over the hills. Noah's heavy boat began to float. Every living thing aboard the boat was safe and dry. Everything else in the world was washed away. There was rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and by then the world was completely drowned. There was just grey water and grey sky, and Noah's boat and God. Days and weeks went by. A long, long time for waiting for God to act and seeing nothing but rain and flood. But God had not forgotten Noah and his boat. At last, a wind began to blow and the flood began to go down. Slowly, slowly, the water ebbed away. On the 17th day of the 7th month, Noah's boat shuddered to a stop. It had grounded on a mountain top. There, Noah waited as one by one other mountain tops emerged from the flood. 40 more days went by. Noah opened a window and sent out a raven. It flew and flew, but did not come back, so Noah sent out a dove. It flew around for a while and then came back and perched on Noah's hand. "We'll wait 7 more days, said Noah. "Then it can go looking again." The next time the dove went out, it came back with a fresh green olive twig in its beak. Noah waited another 7 days before letting the dove out for a third time. It did not come back. It had found a place to roost. At long last, the land was dry. "Time for everyone to leave the boat," said God. Noah opened the door. The animals ran and leapt and hopped onto the moist brown soil. The birds flew into the clear, clean air. "They must go out into every part of the world, make their homes and have families," said God. "Then my world will be full again." Noah and his family held a celebration. They brought special offerings to thank God for keeping them safe. "Never again will I flood the earth," said God. "For as long as the world exists, there will always be a time for sowing seeds and a time for gathering a harvest. There will be summer and winter, day and night. I make my solemn promise," said God. "Whenever you see my rainbow in the sky, you can remember my promise. It is my covenant with you and all of humankind forever.